perhaps. I mean, would it have been wiser? You know, with hindsight. Was it a mistake to...
Yes, Bernard.
Well, you didn't have to agree to present the award.
Bill recommended it, didn't you, Bill?
With respect, Prime Minister, I didn't actually recommend it. I just said that the British Theatre Awards dinner was being televised live and that as guest of honour, you'd be seen by 12 million people in a context of glamour and fun and entertainment and that you'd be associated with all the star actors and actresses who give pleasure to millions.
You don't call that a recommendation?
But isn't it a bad idea to be associated with actors? I mean, their job is pretending to be what they're not. And if you're seen with them, well, people might realise. Well, not realise, might suspect. Might think that you were... not that you were pretending, I mean, entertaining. What was it you wanted to speak to Bill about?
You said this wouldn't be a controversial occasion.
Well, there are no other politicians there. Actors and actresses are usually nice to politicians. They live on flattery. They dish it out as eagerly as they lap it up.
Do they?
Well, sometimes.
Well, what about this?
Yes, I'm sorry, Prime Minister, but we didn't know how small the Arts Council grant increase was going to be when we accepted the invitation.
You knew the government was being criticised for not giving enough to the arts?
All governments are always criticised for not giving enough to the arts.
Yes, it's the standard way for arts journalists to suck up to actors and producers. Now, that's how they get back on speaking terms after giving them bad reviews.
And the grant was only finalised yesterday.
With almost no increase for the National Theatre. And the managing director of the National Theatre is going to make a speech introducing it at his awards dinner.
Yes.
Snide remarks. Sarcastic jokes. Attacking me for my meanness, the Philistine at number 10. Live. In front of 12 million people.
Yes, but Bill didn't know.
What about when I speak? A hostile audience. Do you think there'll be booze?
Oh, bound to be. We don't have to pay for it.
Bernard, I mean booze. Booze.
Why not send the arts minister along instead of you so they can all blame him? That's what junior ministers are for, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I can just see the headlines. Jim chickens out. PM runs away from his critics.
Well, if there was a major crisis, you wouldn't need to go at all.
Is there a major crisis coming up?
Not really, Prime Minister.
Is there a distant crisis that we could bring forth?
Sort of crisis would justify cancellation.
Pound plunges, small war in the South Atlantic, nuclear power station catches fire.
Bernard, I don't think any of those things would improve my image.
No, but it would justify you staying away. I know. What about the death of a cabinet colleague?
Oh. Is one imminent?
No, but that would justify your absence without damaging your image.
But we can hardly hope for that to fall on the right day. Well, not by accident.
Humphrey, I need help.
You do. You do?
Well, I've got to make a speech. It could be very embarrassing.
Oh, Prime Minister, your speeches are nothing like as embarrassing as they used to be.
Your speech would be embarrassing, Humphrey. I said the occasion could.
Ah, yes, yes, indeed. Why?
It's to be to a hostile audience of posturing, self-righteous, theatrical drunks.
Well, the House of Commons, you mean?
No, Humphrey. It's the annual awards dinner of the British Theatre.
Uh-huh.
I'm to be their guest of honour.
And you're worried that they won't honour their guest in view of the Small Arts Council grant. Well, it's very difficult to influence the managing director of the National Theatre, as I know only too well I'm on the Board of Governors.
Are you indeed? Well, perhaps you can tell me. How do I make them feel that I'm one of them?
Well, surely you don't want them to see you as a posturing, self-righteous, theatrical drunk.
Perhaps they do already.
It'll be live on television. I don't want a hostile reception.
Well, with respect, Prime Minister, if one is going to walk into the lion's den, one should not start by taking away the lion's dinner.
So what's your advice?
Give them more dinner. Increase the grant to the Arts Council. Only 2 million or so.
Make it a fairly expensive dinner.
Just the Grosvenor.
Of course, as a governor of that subversive body, you have a vested interest, don't you? In fact, a conflict of interests.
How so?
That bloody place is always putting on plays, attacking me. They set the Comedy of Errors in number 10 Downing Street. Don't deny it, Humphrey. I know who they were getting at. And there was a whole play attacking my nuclear policy. A farce.
The policy?
No, Humphrey, the play. Why do they do it?
Well, it's very healthy, Prime Minister.
Healthy?
Yes. Practically nobody goes to political plays, and half those that do don't understand them. And half those that understand them don't agree with them, and the seven who are left would have voted against the government anyway. But it helps people let off steam. And you are seen as a democratic statesman. for subsidizing your critics.
If people want to criticize me, they should pay for it themselves, at the box office.
Oh, Prime Minister, they'd never make enough money. Plays criticizing the government make the second most boring theatrical evenings ever invented.
So they insult... What are the most boring?
Plays praising the government.
So they insult me and then expect me to give them more money.
Yes, I must say it is a rather undignified posture. But it's what artists always do, crawling towards the government on their knees, shaking their fists.
Beating me over the head with their begging bowls.
Oh, I'm sorry to be pedantic, Prime Minister, but they can't beat you over the head if they're on their knees. Unless, of course, they've got very long arms.
Yes, you're off the floor, Bernard. There are no votes for me in giving money to the arts.
But there's a lot of terrible publicity if you take it away. The arts lobby is part of the educated middle class. It's one of the few ways they can get their income tax back. Mortgage tax relief, university grants, lump sum pensions, Radio 3, and cheap subsidised seats at the theatre, the opera and the concert. You can't begrudge it us. Then.
People can spend their own money on the arts. I don't see why government money should be spent on people's pleasure.
Well, nobody could call it pleasure. The point is, we have a great heritage to support. Pictures hardly anyone wants to see, music hardly anyone wants to hear, plays hardly anyone wants to watch. You can't let them die just because nobody's interested.
Why not?
Well, Prime Minister, it's a bit like the Church of England. People don't go to church, but they feel better because it's there. And the arts are just the same. As long as they're going on, you can feel part of a civilized nation.
There are no votes for me in the arts. You said yourself, nobody's interested.
Well, nobody's interested in the Social Science Research Council or the Milk Marketing Board or the Dumping at Sea Representation Panel. But government still pays money to support them.
Well, they do some good.
They don't, Prime Minister. They hardly do anything at all.
Well, let's abolish them.
No, no, no. They are symbols. You don't fund them for doing work. You fund them to show what you approve of. Most government expenditure is symbolic. The Arts Council is a symbol.
You're getting off the point, Humphrey.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian. Yeah, what was the point?
What was the point, Bernard?
Well, the point of what? Oh, yes, how to stop the managing director of the National Theatre criticising you in his speech.
That's right. Well, I suggest you have a quiet word with him. Point out that the knighthood that usually goes with the job is within the gift of the Prime Minister.
Well, he told me he couldn't care less about a knighthood.
Oh. Everybody says that about knighthoods until they're actually dangled in front of them. Don't they, Sir Humphrey?
And then he started on about your putting on plays attacking him.
Did you point out that no one's ever submitted a play defending him?
Well, I'm not sure that would have helped.
So what about next year's Arts Council grant? Are they going to get the extra 30 million?
Oh, my dear Simon, I couldn't disclose the figure in advance, least of all to the managing director of the National Theatre.
Have some of these.
Only six?
You're not serious.
I'm afraid that's the new diet. Six breadsticks is the absolute maximum.
Is that gross breadsticks or net breadsticks?
Net breadsticks.
So what are we going to get to the National?
Only one.
That's disastrous. How can they expect us to manage on £1.5 million?
I don't know where you got that figure from.
You've got to help me. What can I do?
You mean, if the grant figure, which of course we do not yet know, were to be not merely less than you told the press was the absolute minimum to stave off disaster, but lower even than the real minimum required to stave off disaster?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid I can't help you, even though I'm on the board. Let me be quite clear about this, Simon. I am here to represent the Prime Minister's interest. Now, there are certain things which would gravely upset him. I must urge you on his behalf not to contemplate them.
Good. What are they?
Well, you'll be making the speech introducing him at the awards dinner. It would be a courtesy to send a draft to Number 10 in advance.
For approval?
Well, let's say for information. Now, the Prime Minister is extremely anxious that the speech should not refer to the modesty of the grant increase. There are certain words that he would like you to avoid. Miserly, philistine, barbarism, skinflint, killjoy. He would also like you to avoid all reference to how much more other countries spend on the arts.
What are the figures?
There you are. To make sure you don't mention them by mistake.
I certainly won't mention them by mistake.
And thirdly, and most important of all, he wants absolutely no comparison between the extra money your theatre needs and certain sums that the government spent last year on certain projects.
Such as?
Well, let's say the figure were to be 4 million, purely as an example, of course. Now, the Prime Minister earnestly hopes that your speech will not refer to the fact that the government spent 5 million on radar equipment for a fighter plane that had already been scrapped, or that the Department of Energy had been able to afford to stockpile 1,000 years' supply of filing tabs, or that another department had stocked up with 1 million tins of Vim, etc., etc., etc.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That was delicious.
Yes. He never even goes to the theatre, does he?
Well, he can't, really. He's frightened of giving the cartoonist and gossip columnist too much ammunition. You see, he couldn't go to a month in the country for fear of starting rumours about a general election. And he couldn't go to your marvellous production of The Rivals because there'd been so many cabinet ministers after his job. And he couldn't go to the School for Scandal. Well, not after the education secretary had been found in bed with that married primary school headmistress.
I see.
And then, of course, there was that play by Ibsen. Oh, dear, what's it?
The Master Builder?
Hardly. I was thinking of An Enemy of the People.
Say no more.
Mr. and Mrs. Simon Monk.
I think that's enough.
You mean we can stand down?
Oh, yes, Miss.
Oh, thank goodness. Darling, it's nice to see you take such trouble over these lovely theatre people, even though they're not important.
They're extremely important.
In what way?
Darling, showbiz people have a hotline to the media. You only get to say a couple of lines in EastEnders, and the press want to know your opinion on everything.
Why?
Editors like to sell their papers. If you start an article with a picture of Dirty Den, everybody wants to read it. Start an article with a picture of the Secretary of State for Trade and Industry, nobody wants to read it.
And then they all turn into your supporters after a couple of glasses of warm sherry.
Well, some do. That's why we dish out a couple of OBs and a knighthood every New Year. Keeps them hoping. Stops them attacking the government next time they're on Wogan.
The Arts Minister's rather anxious to have a word with him.
Yes, ma'am.
Jim, I think there's going to be terrible trouble when they find out how small the grant increase is.
We'll just have to brazen it out, won't you?
I do think we shall have to try to find a little bit.
Look, we've been through all this.
Well, the theatre brings in tourists.
Fine. So let the British Tourist Board subsidise them.
Well, they won't. They say they've got better ways of attracting them.
So we're subsidising bad ways of attracting tourists? No, we've spent quite enough on the arts already.
Well, we'd have to spend it anyway. It's only a concealed way of preserving old buildings.
What do you mean?
Well, all these theatres and art galleries and museums and opera houses, they're all listed buildings. We'd have to maintain them anyway. And they're totally useless. So we put in central heating and a caretaker and roll it into the ground to make it look as if we're preserving the arts.
Well, let's sell them.
Well, we can't. They're ancient monuments.
Like the cabinet. I'm going to sell them if I could.
Isn't it better to wait until after the figure is published? If I try to lobby him now, he won't say anything.
We don't want him to say anything. We want him to do something.
No, but if I wait...
If you wait, the figure will be published and everyone will be committed to it. They'll have to stick with it to save their faces. If you want to change government decisions, you have to do it before anybody knows they're being made.
Isn't that rather difficult?
Yes. That's what the civil service is for.
To change government decisions?
Well, only the bad ones. But that's most of them.
Do you really believe in the British Theatre, Prime Minister?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Why?
Why, well, it's one of the great glories of England, isn't it?
You mean Shakespeare?
Shakespeare, yes, absolutely.
Who else?
Shakespeare, of course, and Sheridan, Oscar Wilde, Bernard Shaw.
They were all Irish.
Irish, English, same thing then, wasn't it?
Bernard Shaw died in 1950.
I'm so sorry.
Do you go to the theatre a lot?
Well, of course I'd love to. You know how it is in my job.
Don't you think the Prime Minister ought to go, if it's one of the great glories of England?
Yeah, well, the Arts Minister goes, of course, part of his job, really.
Why?
Well, the Prime Minister can't do everything. He'd have to delegate some of the work.
Going to the theatre is work?
Well, I wouldn't like to trespass on another minister's territory.
You mean you can't feel ill without clearing it with the health minister?
Not exactly.
What about when you're in opposition?
Well, it's much the same, of course.
So when you say you believe in the theatre, it's like believing in God. You mean you believe it exists?
No, no, I'm a great supporter.
What was the last play you went to?
I think it'd be Hamlet.
Who's?
Shakespeare's.
You never played Hamlet?
Oh,
Henry Irving?
Mr. Humphrey, could I have a word?
Yes, of course, Colonel.
Would you believe me, Mrs. Hackett? Mr. Humphrey, I don't think the Prime Minister is enjoying himself.
We're not supposed to. Cocktail parties at number 10 are just a gruesome duty.
No, but people keep asking him questions.
Well, he should be used to that.
But they weren't tabled in advance, so he isn't briefed.
Well, he's not on the record.
Yes, but people will think he's a philistine.
Would have happened.
Well, I was just wondering, should we go and rescue him?
All right, Bernard, leave it to me.
Well, of course, we'll do what we can. There are many calls on the public purse, you know. Inner cities, schools, hospitals, kidney machines.
Tanks.
Rockets. H-bombs.
Well, we can't really defend ourselves against the Russians with the performance of Henry V. This isn't a drinks party, it's a siege.
Prime Minister, I was about to suggest that you should have a word with the managing director of the National Theatre.
You want me to face another salvo?
No, Prime Minister. I've been trying to persuade him to make the right sort of speech at the awards dinner.
Oh, have you, Humphrey? Thank you very much.
Not at all, Prime Minister. But you might have more success. Simon.
Mr. Buck.
Prime Minister.
So, you're going to introduce me at this awards dinner?
That's right.
Any idea what you're going to say?
Well, I suppose it depends, really.
Yes.
The size of the grant, I suppose.
Yeah, well, of course, that's still under discussion.
Oh, of course, yeah. Of course. But if it were to be generous, then it would give me the chance to say something about the way this government has got its priorities right.
Mm.
Believing in Britain's heritage, what Britain stands for.
Yeah, terrific. Of course, if I can't, that is, if the Arts Minister can't persuade the Treasury to cough up as much as you hope.
Ah, well, that would be rather difficult.
You wouldn't want to make it a political occasion.
Oh, well, not for myself, no, of course not. But my colleagues would expect me to voice their feelings.
Well, as you know, there are many calls on the public purse, you know, inner cities, schools, hospitals, kidney machines.
Yes. I thought perhaps the best way around it would be to make it funny.
Funny?
Yes. You know, list some of the ways the government spends the money it can't afford for the arts. I mean, did you know that in 1 year... one London borough spent £1 million on hotels for families when it had 4,000 empty council houses. Isn't that hilarious?
Of course, local government.
Oh, yes. But it is all government, isn't it? The taxpayer pays the rate support grant. And did you know that another council spends £100 a week on a toenail-cutting administrator? And that one city is still employing 4 gas lamp lighters 8 years after the last gas lamp was removed. That costs $250,000. Should get a good laugh, don't you think? Not to mention the council that spent £730 having 2 square yards of shrubbery weeded. The government office block that was scheduled for demolition 2 weeks before it was completed. I think that could be done rather well at the dinner and make jolly good television, don't you agree?
So nice to meet you.
I just hope you realise, Prime Minister, that unless we do get a substantial rise, then the National Theatre will collapse. And there'll be a huge empty building on the South Bank. A decaying monument to this government's barbarism.
Where do you suppose you got those examples of government waste?
I really can't imagine.
Dorothy, I think the National Theatre may call my bluff.
What is your bluff?
My bluff is that I'm willing to risk the National Theatre's bluff.
Well, what's their bluff?
Their bluff is that they think I'm bluffing. Where else?
Where else you are?
Don't know now.
You mean you're playing blind man's bluff?
May I just clarify this? You think the National Theatre thinks that you are bluffing, and the National Theatre thinks that you think that they are bluffing, whereas your bluff is to make the National Theatre think that you are bluffing when you're not bluffing, or if you are bluffing, your bluff is to make them think you're not bluffing. And their bluff must be that they're bluffing, because if they're not bluffing, they're not bluffing.
Thank you, Bernard. An invaluable contribution.
So what is your policy? Will you risk their refusing to continue if you don't increase the grant?
I shall just have to go on restating my policy, I think, until...
Until you know what it is.
Dorothy, you've got to help me. This is a real hot potato. If I don't do anything, it could turn into a banana skin.
Prime Minister, a hot potato can't become a banana skin. Well, if you don't do anything, a hot potato just becomes a cold potato.
May I make a suggestion? I have a plan.
Plan? Yes, good. What?
Call their bluff. Sell the National Theatre building. It's a prime site. It's on the South Bank, overlooking St. Paul's and Big Ben.
Sell it? To whom?
To a property developer. I gather we get 30 or 40 million pounds for it.
But we wouldn't have a National Theatre. We'd have sold it.
Sold the building, not the company. The National Theatre gets a grant of 7 million a year at the moment. Now, nearly half of that goes on the upkeep of the buildings. Well, that could all go into productions by all the subsidised companies all over the country. Simon Monk said last week that he didn't think they ought to have to spend their grant in that way. He said the theatre should be about plays and actors, not about bricks and mortar.
But where would they put on their plays?
There are plenty of theatres in London and all over the country. They could rent them like any other producer.
Dorothy, this is brilliant. The theatre's about plays and actors, not maintaining buildings.
And it would make the company genuinely national.
And we could give them £3 million to put on their productions. And the government would still make a net profit of over £30 million. Nobody'd be able to call me a Philistine then.
Not unless they knew you.
Do forgive me, gentlemen. You remember Simon Monk, don't you?
Monk, yes.
This is very bad news about the grant, Prime Minister.
Surely not. It's gone up.
Nothing like enough.
Well, enough for it to be unnecessary for you to...
I'm afraid not.
Oh. Oh, because I was hoping to do something really significant next year. You remember your saying that you had to spend nearly half your grant on the upkeep of the buildings?
Yes.
Well, I have a plan that should relieve you of that.
Really? Oh, that would be marvellous.
Yeah, wouldn't it? And it'd make the National Theatre really national, too.
What do you mean?
I'm thinking of selling the National Theatre.
Selling it?
I knew you'd be pleased. That way we can save £3 million on upkeep.
Prime Minister, this is impossible.
No, it's quite easy, actually. We've had a terrific offer for the site.
But the National Theatre must have a base.
And so it will. You could have inexpensive offices in Brixton or Toxteth.
Middlesbrough.
What about the theatres? What about the workshops?
Well, you could hire them like any other company. Put on your productions in the West End, or the Old Vic, or the provincial theatres. Become strolling players again, instead of civil servants.
Be disastrous.
Oh, surely not. Didn't you say that the theatre was about plays and actors, not bricks and mortar?
Oh, yes, yes, but that was... Look, the National Theatre must have a home.
And so it will. Lots of homes. All the subsidised theatres would be called National Theatres. There'd be the National Theatre at Glasgow, the National Theatre at Sheffield, the National Theatre at Bristol, and so on. And that £3 million could help them all. You'd just be the London branch of the National Theatre. I should think that would be very popular with the whole profession.
Barbarism.
What, spending money on actors instead of buildings?
Yes. Well, no.
Anyway, it's just one of my options. I may decide against it, or I may not. I could outline it in my speech, if necessary. It all depends.
On?
Oh, changing the subject. Have you decided what you're going to say in your speech yet?
Yes. Not finally.
Because I wondered if those jokes about government waste were really very funny. Of course, it's your decision. I'm sure you understand me.
Mr. Prime Minister, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, brief silence for Simon Monk.
Monk, Esquire, the managing director of the National Theatre.
Mr. Prime Minister, my lords, ladies and gentlemen. You will have read this morning of the grant for the Arts Council and the National Theatre. I know many of us are disappointed by the amount. Of course, we would have all liked it to have been larger, but apparently this is a time of national stringency and we must think in terms of national needs. There are many calls on the public purse. Education. Inner cities. Health. Kidney machines. I think we should be glad that any increase at all has been possible and grateful to our guest of honour whose personal intervention made even this small breadstick possible. Increase. Ladies and gentlemen, to our guest of honour, the patron of the arts, the Prime Minister.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen, the toast is...
Excellent speech, don't you think, Humphrey?
The patron of the arts... The Prime Minister!
Yes, Prime Minister.